Yaraysa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Nunchasam Abayz. So says the Mishnah, on Nunchasam Abayz. The Yatzal Mizbeach HaShelefnei Hashem. It says that after the Kohen Gadol performs the Hazayis on the Pareichas, so the Pasuk says he goes out to the Mizbeach, which is in front of Hashem, and he applies Dam to the corners of the Mizbeach. So which Mizbeach is this referring to? Says the Mishnah, Zem Mizbeach Hazav. Lefnei Hashem refers to the Mizbeach Hazav, which was called Kulo in front of Hashem, as opposed to the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, which was partially Lefnei Hashem Kaviyachol, was partially Kneged the Pesach of the Heichal, but partially not. So therefore that's not called Lefnei Hashem. Lefnei Hashem is a reference to the Mizbeach Hazav. Once he's there, Hischil Mechate V'yoyret. So he starts applying the Dam in a downwards motion, Rashi explains, so he doesn't get his sleeves dirty. And Meheichon Hayamaschil, which corner of the Mizbeach Hazav did he start with? Mikarim Mizrachas. He started Mikarim Mizrachas Sefinus, from the northeastern corner. After he applied Dam to the northeastern corner, he then went Sefinus Maravis, Maravis Dreimus, Dreimus Mizrachas. He continued along, he walked around the Mizbeach in a counterclockwise way, and he applied the Dam to all the different corners. Malkum Shu Maschil Bechatas Al Mizbeach Achitzoin, it comes out that the place where the Kohen normally applies Dam to the Mizbeach Achitzoin, by a regular carbon that gets brought in the Mizbeach Achitzoin, the place that he starts by Achatas, which is the southeastern corner, Misham HaYagoymir HaMizbeach HaPnimi. That was the last corner that he applied Dam to when it comes to the Avodah on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Eliezer Aymer, B'mkoymo HaYayimed V'mechatad. And no, he didn't walk around the Mizbeach Hazav, he stayed in his place, and he applied Dam to all the different corners while standing in his place. V'alkulon HaYanoisim Milamata L'mayla. And therefore, since he was standing in his place, he wasn't actually standing in front of the corner that he was applying the Dam to, so he could go even in a downwards motion, because it won't drip onto his sleeve. He's not standing right there. Chutz mizu, except for the very first sprinkle, the very first application, Shaisa Lefanov, which he was right in front of him, Shaihanaisa Milamala Lamata, because since that one was right in front of him, so that one he dafka went in a downwards motion so as not to dirty his sleeve. He's Altari Shal Mizbeach Sheva Pa'amim. After he applied the Dam to all the four corners, he then sprinkled Dam on the top of the Mizbeach 7 times, and then the Vishiyari Hadam HaYishayfich HaYisayin Ma'aravi Shal Mizbeach HaChitzayin. He then went out to the Mizbeach HaChitzayin and poured all the leftover Dam onto the western Yisayin. Vishal Mizbeach HaChitzayin, when it comes to normal Karbana, he's brought during the year on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, so any extra Dam HaYishayfich HaYisayin Duraimi, he would pour it onto the southern Yisayin, not the western Yisayin like on Yom Kippur. However, Elu Ve'elu Misar afterwards, once the Dam was poured into the Yisoid, whether it was the western Yisoid or the southern Yisoid, and the end of the day afterwards, all the Dam would then get mixed together in the Amo, in the canal that went through the Azara, the Yoitz and the Nachal Kidroin. And then the Amo took it out and it went to the Nachal called Kidroin. V'nimkar leganonin lezevel, and over there there were gardeners that bought it for to be used as fertilizer. They paid money to use it as fertilizer. Umay Alan Behan, and if a person doesn't pay for them, so then there's a midrabon and there's an iser mi'ila to use and get benefit from this dam. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanon, V'yatza el HaMizbeach. The Lashon of the Pasuk, when it says that he goes out to apply the Dam to the corners of the Mizbeach Hazav, it says, V'yatza el HaMizbeach. So says the Gemara, Mat HaMolaymar, what's this Yitziyah? Where's he going out from? He already left the Kodesh HaGadashim when he sprinkled the Dam onto the Pareichas. Now he's going after sprinkling the Dam from the Pareichas, he's already standing in the Heichal. So what's this V'yatza? Says the Gemara, Amr Reb Nechemio. Reb Nechemio explains, that Lefishim etzinu b'parabo kol HaMitzvahis, since we find with regards to the par, which comes for all the different mitzvah, Habal Kala mitzvah, is referring to the Par Koin Mashiach. And the Par Helm Davar Shal Tzibur, Shekoin Oymid Chutzla Mizbeach Umazal Pareichas. By these karbanas also, the Koin sprinkles Dam onto the Pareichas. But where does he stand? He stands Chutzla Mizbeach. He stands to the western, to the eastern side of the Mizbeach, closer to the Ulam. And then he sprinkles from far away, he sprinkles on the Pareichas. Beshashi Himazah. When he sprinkles, he stands very far away. So Yachal Avzeh Kains, I might think also with regards to the Paran Tsar of Yom Kippur. Also then, when he sprinkles on the Pareichas, he has to stand far away. Tamulaymar V'yatzel HaMizbeach. Therefore, the Torah tells us that no, after sprinkling on the Pareichas, then V'yatzel HaMizbeach, he has to go out to the Mizbeach. What does that mean? Because Heichon Haya, where was he until now? He was Lefnim in HaMizbeach. He was more Pnimi. He was on the western side of the Mizbeach Hazav. So this V'yatzel HaMizbeach is coming to be Megalit to us a halacha with regards to the sprinkling that the Kohen Gadol did with the Dam on the Pareiches, that when he sprinkles the Dam onto the Pareiches, he stands to the west of the Mizbeach Hazav. Says the Gemara Tani Idach Lefnei Hashem. It says with regards to the Par Haba, Kol Mitzvahs Lefnei Hashem. Matam Aloymer. Amr Reb Nechemiel Lefisha Metzinu BePar Visar Shiyom Kippurim Shekayin Ayim Lefnei Minam Mizbeachu Mazal Apareiches. To the reverse, since we find with regards to Yom Kippur that with regard when the Kohen Gadol sprinkles a dam on the Pareiches, he stands on the west of the Mizbeach Azov B'Shashu Mazal when he sprinkles. So Yachol Avzekin, I may think that the halacha is like that as well with regards to the Par Haba Kol Mitzvahs. Tamalaymer Mizbeach Ketayres. It calls the Mizbeach Lefnei Hashem to teach us that it's Dafka, the Mizbeach that's Lefnei Hashem, Ve'en Kayin Lefnei Hashem. Okay, so what does that mean? When he sprinkles the dam onto the Pareches, it's only the Mizbeach that's in front of Hashem, but not the Kayin, because the Kayin is on the east of the Mizbeach Hazav. Says the Gemara, Hischu Mechata V'yayreid, the Mishnah spoke about how the Kohen Gadol applies the dam to the corners of the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Braisa, which discusses this in more detail, Tanu Rabbanon, Hischu Mechata V'yayreid. It says that the Kohen Gadol, he starts applying the dam, and we said like, Lefi Rashi, in a downwards motion. So Mehechan Hayamaschil, so now where does he start, where does he start applying the dam, by which corner? Mikarim Mizrachis Dreimis, and then Dreimis Maravis, and then Maravis Tzfainis, and then Tzfainis Mizrachis. He starts on the southeastern corner, and then he goes in a clockwise direction, from southeast to southwest, to northwest to northeast. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Aymer Mikarim Mizrachis Tzafainis. He starts on the northeastern corner. Tzafainis Maravis, Maravis, Dremis, Dremis, Mizrachis. And then he goes counterclockwise. He then goes northwest, southwest, and then southeast. So it comes out that Makum Shab Yosi Aglili Maschil Shom Rabbi Akiva Paisig, Makum Shab Akiva Maschil Shom Rabbi Yosi. The place that each one starts is the place where the other Tana holds that the Kohen Gadol ends. So it comes out, there's two machleksim. According to Rabbi Akiva, the Kohen Gadol starts on the north, on the southeastern corner. And according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, he starts on the northeastern corner. And then there's another machlekes if he goes clockwise or counterclockwise. According to Rabbi Akiva, he goes clockwise. And according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, he goes counterclockwise. But everybody holds, says the Gemara, the Kuli Alma Miha, you see that everybody holds, Bahu Karen de Paga Beresha, that on the first corner that he approaches, which is on the western side of the Mizbeach, because again, he left the Kodesh HaKadoshim from the west. He sprinkled the dam on the west of the Mizbeach. So he's coming from the west. Everybody holds that on the corner that he approaches first, Loy Ovid. That's not where he starts applying the dam. He does not start applying the dam on the west. He starts applying the dam on the east. It's just the Machlekes is northeast or southeast. But everybody holds on the east. So my time, what's the reason? Amar Shmuel, Amar Krab, because the Torah says, V'yatza Elam Mizbeach. So we darshan from this pasuk of V'yatza Elam Mizbeach, that Ad Nafik Mikule Mizbeach. It only starts after he leaves the entire Mizbeach. I mean, once he gets to the east of the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, Nakif Derech Yamin. So we mentioned that there's a Machlaikas, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yosi Aglili, about whether or not he goes clockwise or counterclockwise. So in fact, the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, who says that he goes clockwise, why doesn't he go Derech Yamin, which is counterclockwise? We find it always, we go Derech Yamin, counterclockwise. Says the Gemara, Lema Bedarmi Bar Yechasko Kamifli. It must be that this Machlaikas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosi Aglili, is Gufa Machlaikas about what Rabbi Bar Yechasko taught us, that we always go Derech Yamin. That we always go counterclockwise. And where did Rabbi Bar Yechezkel teach us this halacha? The Amar Rabbi Bar Yechezkel, that Yam Sha'asa Shlomo, the Yam, the special mikvah, the large mikvah that Shlomo Melch made, which was in the Azara. So it was the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim describes it as Aymid al Shnei Masar Bakar, it rested on 12 copper cows, Shleisha Painim Tzfeinat, Shleisha Painim Yama, Shleisha Painim Negbo, Shleisha Painim Mizracha. They were all cows facing in all different directions, north, west, south, and east. Vahayam Aleyam Ilamayla. And then the mikveh rested on top of these copper cows. V'chol achareihem baisa. And the cows all faced with their backs towards each other. So three facing to the north, three to the west, three to the south, three to the east. So now Rami Bar Yechezkel pointed out that if you pay attention to the order of the pasuk, is that the pasuk goes counterclockwise. North, west, south, east. So that's counterclockwise. Halamadita, which is coming to teach us, that any time a person has to turn, he should always go to the right, to the east, meaning counterclockwise. So, l'chayra, the machlaikas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosi Aglili, is that mar islay d'Rami Bar Yechezkel, that Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds of Rami Bar Yechezkel, he holds that always you're supposed to go counterclockwise, umar lasley d'Rami Bar Yechezkel, and Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold of Rami Bar Yechezkel, he holds that you go clockwise, not counterclockwise. Says the Gemara, no. The kuliyam islu de Rami Bar Yechezkel. I can tell you that everybody holds a Rami Bar Yechezkel. Even Rabbi Akiva's maskim that normally you're supposed to go counterclockwise. V'hacha b'hacha mithli. But here the machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosi Aglili is as follows. That mar savar yalfinim panim michutz. Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that even though this limud was from the Yamshel Shlomoy, which was michutz, it was in the Azara, still we could learn out in the avodas panim, in the avodah that's done in the Heichal, from this idea that we learn out in the Azara. Umar savar and Rabbi Akiva holds that lo yalfinam panim michutz, that we don't learn out from the Yamshel Shlomoy to panim to the applications of dam which were done on the mizbeach hazav which was in the heichal. So Rabbi Kiva normally holds as well, like Rami Bar Yechezkel, he's maskim to Rami Bar Yechezkel that we normally go counterclockwise. He just holds them when it comes to avodah that's being done in the heichal, so that rule does not apply.